What was the name of the first temple we visited? Can anyone remember? Which means Yatha Ukta. Hi. As you have said, as is according to the order, the Lord is acting. Everyone follows someone else's order. There is no one in this world who is not controlled in some way or other. This is a point that we're going to have Telugu translations going on. Telugu? Where's the... So tell them to go. Yeah. Ladies also. Ladies, Telugu translation can be here. And for men, any men need Telugu translation? Okay, alright. Alright, I'm observing Sajal, kind of sheep, not Nirjal, so do some. Tirtha. Yes, Srila Prabhupada would often make the point that everyone is controlled. Srila Prabhupada would say, how can you deny the existence of God? Everyone is controlled. No one is independent. We may think, well, I can do what I like, but when death comes, you can't say no. And throughout life, we are controlled in so many ways. We cannot fly in the sky like birds. We can do so by making some mechanical contraption, but that's still, for all the most advanced airplanes, they're not nearly as advanced as a little mosquito in flight. So everyone is controlled. He who is not controlled, but who controls all others, is the supreme control. He is Swatantra. It means he does everything by himself. He doesn't need to take any help from anyone. He's completely independent. This is the essential characteristic of the supreme controller. This is mentioned in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam as one of the Mula Lakshanas, or the basic characteristics of the Supreme One, that he is independent. Swarat. He doesn't rely on anyone else for his power. All power is intrinsically of himself. So the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam establishes that Bhagavan Vasudeva is completely independent. When Durvasa Muni was trying to seek shelter from the threat of the Sudarshan Chakra that was pursuing him due to his offense toward Ambarish Maharaj, he eventually reached the abode of Lord Vishnu. He had sought shelter with so many personalities before that, even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, but they were unable to give him shelter. So when he reached Lord Vishnu, he thought, well, now I must have come to the right place. Because the Sudarshan Chakra is sent by Bhagavan Vishnu. And he's in control of everything, so he can certainly shelter me. Everyone has to do what he says. Durvasa Muni was in for a surprise. Because Bhagavan Narayana, who is celebrated as Swatantra, or independent, he told Durvasa Muni, Aham bhakta paradhino nahi aswantra iva dvija. He said that I am controlled by my devotees and I'm not independent. Who told you that? What made you think that? He addressed Durvasa as dvija. Dvija means to take a birth twice. First birth is from the physical birth, from the mother. And the second birth is in Vedic knowledge. So, all the Vedas, they teach that Bhagavan Narayana is independent. Anyone who is a ruler of Dvija must accept that Bhagavan Narayana is the supreme controller, no one controls him. So, one is actually a Dvija, then he should know this. So, Bhagavan Narayana addressed Durvasa as Dvija. You know that you've learned that I am independent. But before that, he had said, Aham bhakta paradhino. I am dependent or I am under the control of my bhakta. So you are a dvija, you are not a bhakta, he's telling Durvasa. So from the point of view of knowledge, it is certainly correct that I am independent. But beyond the platform of theoretical knowledge is the realm of bhakti, in which the Lord is not superior, he is controlled by his devotee. In the realm of bhakti, Bhagavan's greatness retires and his sweetness takes over. And everything is back to front. But he who is the supreme controller becomes controlled by his devotee. He who destroys millions of powerful kings and their planets is having his ear pulled by Mother Yashoda. Or he's running in fear from the stick of Mother Yashoda. So everything is back to front. As you saw, the Lord was lying down back to front. Generally you always see the Lord when he's in his Supta Vigraha, or his lying down form, he's lying down on his right side. So that when we come into the temple for darshan, we see on our right his lotus feet and his lotus face and helmet on our left side. But you might have noticed in the first temple you visited, Yathotha Kali, that the Lord was lying down on his left side. Well, that's just to give evidence that I did something unexpected. So I lay down in an unexpected way also. I don't expect a deity to get up out of the temple and walk. The same thing happened in the story of Sakshi Gopal given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the deity Gopal was invoked as a Sakshi, a witness, for the pledge of the elder Brahmin to give his daughter to the junior Brahmin. So it wasn't expected that he'd actually have to perform the job of a Sakshi, or a witness. So when the junior Brahmin went back to Vrindavan and said to Gopal, well, now you have to come and bear witness, then the deity Gopal said, well, I never heard of a deity walking before. You probably haven't heard about Yathotha Kali. So that Brahmin said, well, you're talking to me, so if you can talk, you can walk. So Brahmins are very intelligent, and he defeated the Lord in argument, and the Lord had to come with him. Actually, no one can defeat him, but he's defeated by the love of his devotee. So there are so many temples of the Lord, and in all the temples, we are reminded of the greatness of the Lord. He comes to show, I'm the boss. You are not the boss. You are controlled. I am the controller. But in this form, he is showing that, well, I am the boss usually, but not this time. And I am the boss usually, but not this time. He has laid down or lied down in that position to happily admit his defeat before the love of his devotee. So we offer respect to the Lord, that even though he's so respectable, he's not simply obsessed with power. Even though he's so respectable and powerful, he's not obsessed with power. Obsessed means tanmayam. He's not overly concerned. He's not always, I'm powerful. Bhakti means to appreciate the sweetness of the Lord and the exchange between the Lord and his devotees. Of course, there are various levels of bhakti. That which is dominated by the consciousness of his greatness is not so pleasing to Bhagavan as that in which the devotee interacts with the Lord in a very natural and simple way. So we find in the among the various Vaishnava sampradayas, that the sampradaya of Sri Ramanujacharya and the sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and just, you know, also to some extent the sampradaya of Vallabhacharya, they recommend or they emphasize the sweetness of the Lord even over His greatness. In the Ramanuja sampradaya, it's like, you know, both. The Gauriya Vaishnav sampradaya has very intimate link with the Ramanuja sampradaya. The philosophy of Gauriya Vaishnavism was first systematically presented by who? Say? Jiva Goswami. Who said that? Jiva Goswami, yeah. Gauriya Vaishnavas are known as Rupa Lovas, because it was Rupa Goswami who manifested. Of course, we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it was Rupa Goswami who manifested the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But sometimes we were also called Jiva Loga, because it was Jiva Goswami who gave the systematic philosophical presentation on which Gauriya Vaishnav Darshan stands, or which is Gauriya Vaishnav Darshan. Anuga means follow. So we're Rupa Loga, followers of Rupa Goswami, and Jiva Loga, followers of Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami systematically presented the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shat Sandarbha or Bhagavat Sandarbha, six essays. These were quoting extensively from Shastra, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, to establish all the points of understanding.
How long is stay open?
So, but Jiva Goswami wrote in the beginning of this, the first of the Sandarbhas is the Tattva Sandarbha, that this is all based on initial work done by, he said, one Bhatta from South India. This refers to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami never liked his name to be mentioned. He would like to remain very obscure. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami had presented this philosophy, but it's not exactly sure what happened. Maybe the books got off, because all the papers, those days, they weren't bound. They were just written on palm leaves. It may have got mixed up, or it may have not, maybe just took the points, but not so systematically. But anyway, Jiva Goswami said that what Gopal Bhatta Goswami has presented, that I'm now presenting in a systematic way.
They're going now?
Yeah.
Then give them the Gita, please.
I think they were just doing Vishesh Archana, now they're gone. So, in this Shatsandarbha, we'll find to establish the points, Jiva Goswami gives the same arguments that Sripad Ramanujacharya gave in his Sribhasha, his commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And many times he quotes from these various books which Sri Ramanuja also quotes from, which would only be known in South India. So it's understood that this is all actually the contribution of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was in his childhood and youth raised in Sri Rangam, and it's understood that he must have had a thorough education in the philosophical understanding of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. So therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the philosophy of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is the Vitti Swarup, or the foundational form of the philosophy of the Gauriya Vaishnava, Darshan. So in this way, there is an intimate link between the Sampradaya of Sri Ramanujacharya and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the conclusion of all the philosophy is chanting the names of Krishna and dancing in ecstasy. Of course, it's not that philosophy is dispensable. That is to be understood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting, but he was also discussing philosophy. with his friends like Venkata Bhatt, the uncle of Popa Bhatta Goswami in Sri Lanka, and even with philosophical enemies like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. But when Prakashananda Saraswati and Sarvabhauma, they had understood the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they joined him in chanting and dancing. Is there any question? If there's one or two questions, we can take them, we can all talk for a darshan, because it takes quite a long time. Alright?
Make a note of the number and that we keep this lecture here at this time. Just remind us again about this. Just say about the Mahatmya of the temple and so on.